A South African Airways plane has taken off this morning for the first time since the airline was grounded more than a year ago. The state-owned airline went through a business rescue process, which resulted in thousands of staff members being retrenched. And at this stage, they've got a staff complement of just under 1,000, scaled down from about 4,000 before the retrenchment process started. EWN reporter Mia Lindeke on that story for us. Mia, good afternoon to you. Refaced, relaunched, SAA 2.0, call it what you like. What's new for the airline and what can customers expect when booking with the airline?
Mandy, the first flight was this morning from Oatambo International Airport to Cape Town at around 8:15. And the next one will be taking off when your show ends. For now, the system is only actually allowing flights from Oatambo to Cape Town. But from Monday, it will be operating daily return flights to Harare, Lusaka, Maputo and Accra. So SAA is planning to add more, but they're slowly getting into it. You know, today they only have three flights. They focus is basically just to get things right, the startup process, and to make sure that it's efficient and profitable. You know, obviously it depends on how many customers we'll be booking, and then expand the networks and grow the fleet. Like you've mentioned, you know, you must remember that the staff complement has shrunk completely. They've got about used to about 88 pilots. They now have 88 pilots. They used to have about 600, so now they have to adapt. But listen to what SAA's acting CFO, Fikile Mhlontlo, had to say.
This is a proud moment as SAA is relaunching and restarting today. The first route flying to Cape Town, doing three flights a day, and also starting to do regional. This is a story of hope, really, that you can be on the ground, but you can be up there in the skies.
And staff members have been retrenched, as you say. The aircraft fleet have been scaled down. You spoke to the chief pilots at SAA. What is the morale of employees, Mia?
I get a sense that, you know, they're obviously grateful to be back in the skies. I mean, this is a passion, you know. They would much rather be in the sky than, you know, sitting at home. But in essence, you know, it's a slow start for them. They're grateful. They've actually been practicing on simulators. So they are glad to be in the real plane. You know, you can imagine that's a passion, that's their calling. Let's listen to what the chief pilot Mpo Mamashela told me.
You're going to be flown by amazing pilots. You know, they're dedicated, they're passionate, they're excited to be back in the seat of the real airplane. Of course, all our training has been done in our simulators. You know, we have what they call zero flight time simulators. Investment in those, it's equipment that we train with, and you never fly the real aeroplane. And the first time you're going to fly the real aeroplane is when you fly with passengers, which is what's happening with our guys. They've been flying the simulators all along, and today they're going to fly the real aeroplane for the first time. They are extremely excited. They are extremely excited.
Mia, I'm sure that there is going to be some challenges ahead, though. For example, building customer confidence and brand trust as well.
Yes, Mandy, because they were grounded for so long, they tell me that they had to let go some of their lease agreements with the aircraft. So they now have only 14 aircrafts compared to what they were used to, you know, 64 aircrafts. And some of those aircrafts are also old and they need to be replaced. Their fuel consumption is much higher than what it's supposed to be. So they are actually saying that they need to look at more fuel-efficient aircrafts in the future. And that, you know, obviously, it tells you more money will be needed. And obviously, we can't separate that, you know, taxpayers are already asking so many questions about more money being given to SAA. You know, will it be profitable? Will people actually buy in? So, yes, it's a good day for SAA. They're back in the skies, but surely it's still a long road ahead for them.
Well, Mia, thank you so much for that. Mia Lindeke, Eyewitness News reporter.